The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday, the fourth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The Book of Psalms is the hymnal of the Bible. It consists of 150 compositions that were probably set to music and sung at various times by the Jewish people. They were also recited at different times in the synagogue and in conjunction with the temple rituals in Jerusalem. The Catholic Church incorporates the Psalms in her liturgy, especially in the first part of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Word, where a psalm or other scriptural canticle is always chanted or recited. In the Mass for today, a portion of Psalm 106 is used as the response after the first reading from Exodus, which recounts the sad episode of the golden calf. You remember the details. Moses has been on Mount Sinai for 40 days in conversation with God, who revealed the Ten Commandments and other details of the divine law to him. When Moses descends the mountain, he finds that the Israelites have fallen into idolatry, even constructing the image of a gold cow that they were worshiping as God. God offers to destroy the Israelites and to start over with Moses, but Moses intercedes for them, and God withholds his justice. Psalm 106 preserves this event in the form of a song, so that later generations would never forget God's goodness, Israel's unfaithfulness, and Moses' intercession. The psalm proceeds, "Our fathers made a calf in Horeb and adored a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. But then he spoke of exterminating them. But Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath." The Israelites' fall from grace has been repeated many times since. I mean, how dramatic their fall. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating bullock. We should let those words sink in. Rejecting the God of heaven, the creator of all that exists, God who is perfect in every possible way and majestic beyond our understanding, rejecting him for a dumb cow? You know, we can never take our faith for granted. It must always be supported by prayer and self-denial and works of virtue if it is to be sustained, especially in times of trial or oppression. So when we pray this psalm, we may want to ask ourselves, are there any golden calves, any false idols in my life? The idols that threaten us will probably take other forms, the desire for material wealth, for popularity, for pleasure, maybe avoiding responsibilities, giving priority to our own preferences and leisure rather than to the duties of the moment. Or maybe we're doing okay, but some of those around us are struggling with one thing or another. Maybe we need to be like Moses for them, interceding in prayer before God, that he will rescue them from danger, restore them to grace, and fortify their faith so that they can move forward in confidence and trust. In any case, let's always be mindful of God's mercy and of his desire to draw us closer to him. God bless you.